You know, we're constantly told that children should come first, and that is fair enough, but it doesn't mean that the rights and feelings of parents should be completely ignored, and that is the feeling of Molly Gunn. Now, I want you to listen to Molly's story and let me know what you think. 96900 693. Molly believes that children should not always come first. She created a website called selfishmother.com. She has two sons, lives in Britain. Molly, welcome to 3RW in Melbourne.
Thank you, thank you.
How old are you?
I totally agree that children shouldn't always come first, but just for the sake of parents, mothers and also fathers, to be honest, need to look after themselves as well as looking after their children.
Looking after, why wouldn't the children come first as a priority for parents? Or do you believe that if the parents aren't caring for themselves properly, that they can't be effective parents?
That's exactly it. Sometimes in society, I think we've been putting our children first almost to the detriment of our own sanity, that we've been encouraged to focus on sort of babies from the minute we become pregnant, you know, worrying about our birth plans, you know, how we're going to give birth and trotting to baby groups once they're born, and making sure they're eating properly and they're going to the classes they should be going to. The more we worry about them, you know, we're fussing over them all the time, the less we're thinking about ourselves. But obviously, you know, to feel sane and balanced and to feel that we're doing okay, I think parents need to be thinking about themselves as well as looking after their kids.
96900 693, your thoughts on this? Do you agree with Molly? And is she a selfish mother? Because your website's called selfishmother.com, but you're saying you're not selfish.
No, it's not selfish. I mean, it's a tongue-in-cheek name. And the idea is that you can be... I like the word selfish because it's really selfish. You know, it means you can be a little bit self-interest, looking after yourself. It's actually good for you because basically we've been putting our children first so much that we've sort of been forgetting to look after ourselves at all. And I realised this when I had my first son, Rafferty, 3 years ago, and I was living in a very, very child-centric place, and I thought I should be taking him to all the baby groups under the sun. And I started to feel that if I wasn't doing this, then was I in some way harming him? And I kind of realised with a bit of an epiphany that as long as I'm looking after him and me, then we're both going to be doing okay. And so I think you've just got to move forward thinking about what do you need and what do they need, because if you're just thinking about them all the time, you can stress yourself out. You can be trying to be the perfect mother, and really, there is no idea of perfection. Like, it's all in our heads. You know, it's this ideal we're all trying to achieve. But actually, you know, what is being a perfect mother?
Have you had much flack?
Flack? No, not at all. Surprisingly, not. I've got people seem to mothers seem to think that my site, Selfish Mother, is a bit of a breath of fresh air, because there's so many books and websites that are so child-focused, you know, talking about children's, you know, how we feed them, what activities we should be taking them to, their health, you know, it's basically saying that we should be looking after them all the time. And then mothers these days, you know, we're modern mothers. We've been working, we have careers, or we don't have careers, but we are having children later in life, and so therefore we've been sort of looking after ourselves as independent women, you know, more than any other generation before us. So therefore, it's an amazing time in motherhood. And then when people are reading my site, they're sort of saying, hey, okay, thank you. It's okay that I feel like this. You know, I'm not the only one. And we're realizing that there should be almost a new approach to motherhood these days.
Not an approach that is sort of media-driven and like magazines and television shows sort of making out that if you're not taking your children to every group, to three lots of sport and one music class a week, plus have them reading books at night and perhaps having a little bit of time on an iPad, there's a lot of pressure on, isn't there?
There's a lot of pressure, and you're right, it is, because there's a lot of pressure coming from a lot of angles. There are loads of websites out there and loads of books and loads of newspaper articles sort of scaremongering, and it's as if we're all trying to bring up the perfect specimen of human being, but the news is that basically people have been doing this for hundreds of thousands of years, and the human population is, you know, growing up just fine. And so it's almost like since the last decade, there have been so many books telling us how to bring up our children that we're all so worried about which one we're following and if we should be following the right one and if they're going to turn out okay. But they will turn out okay. You know, they are going to turn out okay. As long as we give them a loving family, then I think that's probably the most important thing that we should be doing.
Molly,
we need to stimulate them and take them to classes, but love is the, you know, love is the top banana there.
Molly Gunn, thank you.
Thank you.
And the website is called selfishmother.com if you want to have a look at it. We'll put it out to listeners, 96900693. Has the pendulum swung too far the other way, where it is solely the kids, and not enough about the bigger picture, and that is the family group and what's best for all concerned? 96900693.